Ocala Code Enforcement Board. We'll start with their invocation. Would all rise, please? Dear Heavenly Father, bless this meeting and all our decisions. And Father, look over our soldiers that are defending us. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Shirley Wright?
Here.
Mr. Derek Batson?
Here.
Mrs. Danielle Ruslayer?
Here.
Mr. Don Sparkman?
Here.
And excused today, we have Mr. Joe Richardson and Mr. Jason Kreuter. And we have a quorum.
Swear in the officers, please.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. For the record, Tom Thomas, Greg McClellan, Jason Kilcrease, and David B. Thompson. Well, good evening, board members. My name is Matt Lockie. I'm with the City of Ocala, and I'm duly appointed supervisor for the Code Enforcement Division. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and have been with the division for 3 years now. I'm also a law enforcement officer with the City of Ocala, and I'll be presenting the cases tonight. Start with the case number CON 14-1240, case involving Officer Dwayne Thomas, the City of Ocala versus Shelly Michael Rogers, at the location of the 1200 block of Southeast 17th Street, parcel ID is 2934-004-008. All certified mail is returned, and we posted the property on 10/30 for the NOV and NOH. The summary of findings is that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city code, that it is overgrown and junk and debris from a fallen tree. Additional investigation by Officer Thomas revealed that the respondents had not taken corrective action on the violations. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation had not been successful, and the violation remains. I've spoken to the complainant and viewed Officer Thomas's photos. And she's very passionate about the large tree and all of its debris on the neighboring property. You see by the photos, it's a big tree.
You said you've had no contact with him?
Can we swear him in?
Mm-hmm.
We already did.
Okay.
Yeah, I've actually spoken to the property owner. Their intention is to clean the property. They have to acquire a contractor to get it done. But with the level of complaint, we wanted to proceed with an order to be sure that that's in place.
Okay. So, staff recommendations, will you read them, please?
I'll read that into the record. Find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495. For them to cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, and to pay the cost of prosecution of the case, all assessed within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day in the city to enter upon the property to do the work, utilizing means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation. Unless there's representation here. I didn't.
There's no representation here.
Okay. I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion from Ms. Roos to accept staff recommendation. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a second from Mr. Batzel. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Next case we're proceeding is a repeat violator. It's Officer Dwayne Thomas in the City of Ocala versus Pierre Signon and Lambert Nadia. Location of the 400 block of Southwest 3rd Street. Parcel ID is 2851-097-003. Again, all certified mail is returned. And we posted the property on 9/16 of 2014 for the next additional correspondence in the case, the finding of fact, and the affidavit of partial compliance from the previous case. And summary of findings is Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint. Upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed in 2013, the respondent was brought before the code enforcement special magistrate, found guilty for code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violation is repeated.
Do we hear a motion?
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Ms. Roos has made a motion to accept staff recommendation. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a second by Ms. Shirley. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The next case is Officer Dwayne Thomas from the City of Ocala versus Central Florida Property Management. This is the location of 744 Southeast 30th Avenue. Parcel ID is 2782-045-017. A legal service was obtained on 9/12 for the notice of violation and 9/25 for the notice of hearing. We also posted the property on 9/24. And in summary of findings is Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to citizen's complaint. Upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code stated above. Upon arrival, Officer Thomas met with the tenant who showed him the inside and the outside of the rental property. Officer Thomas observed and photographed the violations of the standard housing code. Officer Thomas, upon many re-inspections, observed the respondent has not taken any corrective actions on the violations. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. However, just before we came to the hearing, Officer Thomas did note that they did pull a permit for the property, so they are making steps. We're going to continue just to obtain an order if that's
okay. Dwayne?
Yes, sir.
Talk to the owner of the property?
I've only spoken to the gentleman one time. Beyond that, I've not had any further. He never indicated to me that he intended to repair it. And then through the tenant, I've been able to communicate.
Right.
With this landlord. I've noticed this afternoon just checking to see if they did pull a permit, and they did pull a permit.
So do you know what the permit was for?
It was for the roof.
They're going to put a new roof on it? That's obviously
okay.
What it needs.
All right. Thank you. All right, do I hear a motion?
I'd make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
We have a motion by Ms. Roos to accept staff recommendation. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second by Mr. Bass. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that'll bring us to our last case on the agenda, which is a repeat violator, and it's Officer Jason Kilcrease in the City of Ocala versus Thomas Vernon Mansour, location of 2100 block of Northwest 4th Street, violation of City Code Section 3495. Parcel ID is 2260-146-027. All certified mail has been returned, but we did post the property on 9/6/2014. Additional correspondence in the case is the finding of fact and affidavit of partial compliance from the first case. Summary of findings is Officer Jason Kilcrease responded to this location due to citizen's complaint. And upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the code enforcement special magistrate, found guilty for code section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Kilcrease to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains.
Do you remember what we did in the first case? Did they clean it up the first time?
It was actually my case, and I spoke to the complainant. Mm-hmm. The city did have to go in and clean up the property.
And you think that's what's going to happen now?
Yes, yeah, this gentleman,
did he pay the cost? Pay for the cost?
Okay, we shorten the time on this one. I think we should shorten the time up. Go ahead and get the city in there and get it taken care of. You want
to make a motion to amend the 30 days of non-payment.
And shorten the days of the, shorten to 14 days.
Okay, you want to take that
in? I'd second that.
7 days.
7 days. Okay, I have a motion from Mr. Batzel to make amendment to the staff recommendation. Move it from 14 days to 7 days. And we'll
then, can we amend the time of non-payment to refer it for foreclosure?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I believe it's all covered under 14 days. I don't think it has the 30-day mark on this one.
After 90 days, he's talking about after 90 days for non-payment?
For non-payment.
No, after 90 days, no.
That's a state law, okay.
Okay.
Then I amend it to 7 days.
Okay, we have a motion from Mr. Batzel. You did it first, right?
I did second.
You did second, okay. Mr. Batzel, from 14 to 7 days, and we have a second by Mr. Roos. All in favor?
Aye.
There is a petition, and I asked the secretary to explain a little bit about it.
Okay.
Just it being the state of Florida is.
The state of Florida is wanting to annex, well, they're wanting the property because they're going to widen the roadway, and it's a cross-attaching lien.
Which property?
It is 3328 West Silver Springs Boulevard, and the petition isn't in your folder. Chair advised, it's something you can sign, it's releasing a.
It's just cross-attaching, it's not on that property for them to go ahead and widen the road.
Just the easement?
Yeah, they're giving it to the state.
It's for the baseline project.
Yeah.
So you have the documentation, I believe, in the petition folder.
Okay.
The baseline, that's nowhere near baseline.
The what?
Baseline. It's nowhere near baseline.
Right, this, it's just a cross-attaching.
Oh.
So we need to release the state from this cross-attaching lien for that property.
Okay. I think I was looking at the wrong advanced.
Do we need a motion on this?
I'd make a motion to do that.
I have a motion from Ms. Roos to accept the petition. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Have a second by Mr. Batzel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
How much did you approve?
Okay, that leaves us to close the meeting.
Do we need to approve the minutes, or we go?
Approval of the minutes from the beginning of the meeting.
I'd make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
I'll second.
I have a motion from Ms. Roos to approve the minutes from the last meeting, and a second from Ms. Shirley. All in favor?
Aye.
And we do not have a passing hearing, so city respectfully requests all evidence, testimony, and presentation be included in the record. City rest.
So be it. This meeting is adjourned.
This a record?
This is a record.
You came to the wrong meeting. Normally they're more.
Is it right? It might be.
I think it is.
That didn't last too long, did it?
Sure, like, what just happened?
Hey, Matt.
That was fast.